CQ, CQ, CQ. Calling all the radio amateurs and listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. This broadcast comes to you from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol, and transmitting on 145.525 MHz. Thank you for joining us. It's Sunday, the 12th of March, 2023. And here is the GB2RS news broadcast, prepared by the RSGB and intended for all radio amateurs and listeners. This bulletin is also available on the RSGB website at rsgb.org, where you'll find links to groups and organisations that may be mentioned in this broadcast. The news headlines. YOTA Summer Camp in Hungary. St. Patrick's Day Award Event. And RSGB Company Secretary. Applications are open to be part of the RSGB team going to the Youngsters on the Air Summer Camp in Hungary. The event will take place from the 5th to the 12th of August 2023. This is a chance and a lifetime for young RSGB members to represent their country and national society. You could be a team member if you are aged between 15 and 25, or a team leader if you are aged between 18 and 30. We would love to hear from you if you're interested in meeting other young amateurs, supporting local and regional YOTA activities, and developing ideas regarding the future of amateur radio. For more information and the application form, either head over to our website at rsgb.org/yot-hungary, or email the youth champion, Liam Robbins, G5LDR, via youth.champion@rsgb.org.uk. The annual St. Patrick's Day Award event takes place over a 48-hour period from 1200 UTC on the 16th of March to 1200 UTC on the 18th of March, to allow worldwide participation in all time zones. The St. Patrick's Day Award is 48 hours of non-competitive fun. Everyone can participate in the event, whether they are licensed or not. You can register to be a participating station by completing a short registration form online at stpatricksaward.com. The RSGB is looking to recruit an RSGB member to the voluntary position of Company Secretary. The position plays a key role in the Society's governance and provides vital support in the running of board meetings and the annual general meeting. The deadline for applications is Monday, the 24th of April. You can find out more about the role on the RSGB website at rsgb.org/volunteers. If you feel I have the necessary skills to fulfill this important role or would like more information, email the General Manager's Department via golfmike.deltaechopapatango@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB has released two more 2022 convention presentations for radio amateurs to enjoy in Antennas for an Effective Contest Station. Lee Volante, M0MTN, reviews many of the options available to the ATF contester when making antenna choices. He considers how antenna type, height, location, and available resources have to be balanced with the type of contest and a contester's personal goals. The further explanation of SDR by Gordon Lean, G3WJ, covers the design and performance of software-defined radio systems, from direct carrier generation to the use of units incorporating the GNU-radio design software. It also focuses on experience and actual use of equipment on all bands from 80 meters to 10 gigahertz, and some of the benefits and difficulties associated with SDR operation. You can watch them both on the RSGB YouTube channel or in the RSGB members portal at rsgb.org/videos. Golf Bravo 3 Oscar Romeo Kilo, the Orkney Islands 5 MHz beacon, has closed down following the expiry of its notice of variation. It was the last of a chain of 3 beacons that once provided a wealth of data for the 5 MHz experiment prior to the band being formally allocated. The RSGB thanks its keeper for the time and dedication given. On Tuesday, the 14th of March 2023, the Radio Security Service Memorial Amateur Radio Society will be enjoying a talk by Brian Clark about his experiences in working at Gilnehirk Listening Station, part of the Y Station network. This is a pre-recorded talk, but Brian will be present to take questions at the end of the talk, which runs for about 45 minutes. The talk will be via Zoom, and anyone is free to attend. For more information, contact Roger Bradley, MI0WWB, via MikeIndia0WhiskeyWhiskeyBravo at btinternet.com. And now for details of rallies and events. The Hack Green Military Surplus and Military Radio Hangar Sale will take place on Sunday, the 2nd of April. The venue will be Hack Green Secret Nuclear Bunker, Nantwich, Cheshire, postcode Charlie Whiskey 58 Alpha Lima. The sale will include electronic equipment, amateur gear, components, military radio items, and vehicle spares. For more information, email coldwar@hackgreen.co.uk or visit www.hackgreen.co.uk. And Yeovil Amateur Radio Club's 37th QRP Convention will take place on Saturday, the 15th of April at the Digby Hall, Sherborne, Dorset, postcode Delta Tango 9, 3 Alpha Alpha. Doors open from 9:30 a.m. to 1:30 p.m. and admission is £3. The convention will feature talks, traders, bring and buy, club stalls and a cafe. For more information visit yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com or contact qrp@yeovil-alpha-romeo-charlie.com. Now the special event news. Golf Bravo 1 Papa Alpha Tango and Golf Bravo 2 Papa Alpha Tango are the special call signs for members of the Bush Valley Amateur Radio Club to use between the 1st and 28th of March to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. 3 certificates are available for making contact with both call signs on different bands, QSL via Logbook of the World only. Delta Romeo 100 X-ray Romeo Alpha Yankee will be active until the end of June. It's a special call sign commemorating the 100th anniversary of the death of Wilhelm C. Röntgen, the physicist whose discovery of X-rays earned him the inaugural Nobel Prize in Physics in 1901 and revolutionized diagnostic medicine. QSL via the Bureau or direct to DJ6SI. As part of British Science Week, the British Auckland Radio Amateur Club, supported by the Extended Freedom Network, will be operating 3 special event stations demonstrating FT8, FM voice and digital technologies, as well as Morse code and more. On Monday the 13th of March, the club will be operating Golf Bravo 4 Sierra Charlie Echo from Staindrop Church of England Primary School on Tuesday the 14th and Wednesday the 15th. It will be operating Golf Bravo 4 Hotel Juliet Sierra from Hanwick Primary School. And finally, on Thursday the 16th and Friday the 17th, the club will be operating Golf Bravo 2 Sierra Papa Sierra from St. Andrews Primary School. For more information and updates, visit www.extendedfreedom.network. Now the DX News. Rich, P PA0RRS will be active as 9 Mike 2 Mike Romeo Sierra from Penang Island, AS015, West Malaysia, until the 29th of March. He will operate CW and digital modes, including RTTY, FT8 and FT4 on the 40 to 10 meter bands. QSL via ClubLog's OQRS is preferred, but also via Logbook of the World or via PA0RRS. TARE W2APF will be active as Victor Papa 2 Mike Delta X-ray from Montserrat, NA103, until the 28th of March. He will operate CW and SSV on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via Logbook of the World or via W2APF. Tom AA9A is active again as Papa Juliet 7 Alpha Alpha from St. Martin, NA105, from the 3rd of March to the 1st of April. He usually operates CW, SSB and FT8 on the 80 to 10 meter bands, QSL via ClubLog's OQRS, Logbook of the World, or direct to AA9A. Sans VK4WXW has been on Willis Island, OC007, since October, and will remain there until the end of April 2023. He works at the Australian Bureau of Meteorology's Weather Monitoring Station on the island, and in his spare time, he is QRV as VK9WX. Now the contest news. On Tuesday, the 14th of March, the 432 megs FM activity contest runs from 1900 to 1955 UTC, using FM on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Also on Tuesday the 14th of March, the 432 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using all those on the 77s band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the 15th of March, the 80-meter club championship runs from 1900 to 2030 UTC, using CW on the 80-meter band, the exchange's signal report and serial number. On Thursday, the 16th of March, the 70 megs UK activity contest runs from 2000 to 2230 UTC, using ALMOS on the 4-meter band, the exchange's signal report, serial number and locator. Next weekend, the British Amateur Radio Teledata Group HF RTTY contest begins at 0200 UTC on Saturday the 18th of March and will run until 0200 UTC on Monday the 20th of March. Using RTTY on the 80 to 10 meter bands where contests are permitted, the exchange's signal report, serial number and time. This is GB2RS from amateur radio station G4TRN, located in Bristol. Now the radio propagation report, compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO on Thursday the 9th of March 2023. It was business as usual last week, with the solar flux index in the 180s, numerous C-class flares, and at the time of writing, 13 M-class flares over the past 7 days. The KP index has been mostly settled for this part of the cycle, averaging 2 to 3 all week. But this doesn't mean there has been little activity on the Sun, just that any eruptions have been directed away from Earth. For example, a large prominence eruption off the Sun on the 7th of March resulted in a coronal mass ejection that stretched hundreds of thousands of kilometres into space. It is this type of activity that makes space weather predictions difficult. If it had been Earth-facing, we could have ended up with a highly raised KP index and extensive aurora. As it was, the event had little or no effect on Earth. Maximum usable frequencies continue to be high, but we are starting to see the effects of the sunner ionospheric changes, which will see daytime MUS decline. The MUF over a 3,000 km path often it doesn't exceed 28 megs now, until later in the morning. This is due to a seasonal change in the ionospheric chemistry, with a shift from monatomic species to diatomic ones, which are harder to ionize. So, make the most of 10 meters, as by midsummer we may lose long-range propagation on 28 megs, other than through sporadic E events. We mentioned last week that this is a good time for north-south paths as we head towards the spring equinox. That is, good paths to South Africa and South America are more likely now than they were a few months back. There have been a lot of stations on 10 meters in the late afternoon from South America, so make the most of the propagation. Next week, NOAA predicts similar solar flux index figures, with the SFI being in the range of 170 to 185. The KP index is predicted to be at 2 or 3, with perhaps more unsettled geomagnetic conditions on Wednesday the 15th. As always, see solarham.net for more up-to-date information. And now the VHF and up propagation news. The unsettled winter weather has yet to give way to spring, so it's primarily low pressure systems and periods of rain or snow that we will be dealing with in the next week or so. Whether it's rain or snow, this unsettled pattern limits any tropo options and leaves only gigahertz band rain scatter as a propagation mode to explore. Generally speaking, the rain, or perhaps the point where the snow is melting as it falls, should provide better reflections, whereas in very cold areas, where it's all snow, reflections may be weaker. This probably means that it will be southern areas that perform better with rain scatter. For the next 2 weeks, there are no significant meteor showers, and therefore the pre-dawn random meteors will be the best options. Aurora, on the other hand, tends to fade the spring and autumn months, so in view of the current state of solar activity, as mentioned in the previous section, you should continue to monitor the KP index for signs of activity, and check the bands if it gets to the point that KP equals 5. For EME operators, after minimum declination this Thursday, moon availability windows will start to lengthen. Path losses will continue to fall, but we are still a week away from the moon's perigee, its closest point to the Earth. 144 megs sky noise is high, reaching over 2,800 Kelvin on Thursday. And that's all from the propagation team this week. Next, the local news. The online radio club is a virtual radio club at 7:30 p.m. every Thursday via Zoom. Go to their website for the meeting link, onlineradioclub.org. And Ham Radio Network has a talk on the theme of An Evening With on Monday. See hotelromeonovember.world. Now for the southwest, not much this week. On Thursday, South Bristol Amateur Radio Club will be having an Airfields on the Air briefing from 8 p.m. Contact is enquiries at Sierra Bravo Alpha Romeo Charlie .co.uk. But in Wales, there's more. Bury Amateur Radio Society will be having a club night at Sully Sports and Social Club from 7:30 p.m. on Tuesday. There will be a club net on 144.550 megs from 8 p.m. on Wednesday. On Friday, there will be a Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. hosted by Glyn GW0ANA and Steve 2W0VOG on 07900 560 080 is the contact. On Wednesday, Cumbrian Amateur Radio Society meets at Henthies Village Hall from 7 until 9 p.m. Contact is Gareth on 07942 334 464. Highfields Amateur Radio Club meets at Rubina Recreation Club, Slonny Dial, Cardiff, postcode Charlie Foxtrot 146 Echo Alpha, at 7 p.m. every Tuesday. The club has access for disabled visitors, and the group has nets on GB3WB from 9:30 p.m. to 10:30 p.m. most nights of the week. Contact is Mike Whiskey 6 Hotel Delta Victor at gmail.com. On Sundays, Newport Amateur Radio Society has an HF net around 3.705 megs at 10 a.m. On Tuesday, there's a net on 145.375 megs at 8 p.m. On Thursday, there's a club and Zoom meeting from 7 p.m. Contact is via www.golfwhiskey4echozuluwhiskey.org.uk/contact-uniform-sierra. And Phoenix Amateur Radio Club Cymru is meeting every other Wednesday at 12 p.m. at 14 Lots Canal Centre, High Cross, Newport, November Papa 10, 9 Golf November. The club has an HF net on Wednesday evenings on 1.938 megs LSB, which starts around 7:30 p.m. On Tuesday evenings, the club has a D-star net on DCS002B from 8 p.m. And as G4TRN, I'm pretty certain that this coming Wednesday sees one of their fortnightly meetings. Now, back to GB2RS. Gloucester Amateur Radio and Electronic Society has an informal net every day on 145.575 megs FM at 3:30 p.m. On Tuesday, there will be a net on 144.550 megs from 7:30 p.m, starting on SSB and then moving to AM at 8 p.m. On Wednesday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM. Thursday sees another net from 7:30 p.m. on 145.475 megs FM, moving to 80 metres SSB later on. On Friday, there's a net from 7:30 p.m. on 432.220 megs SSB. Contact is Anne2E1GKY 01242-699-595, join the day, or their website www.golfforalphayankeemike.org.uk. That ends this week's GB2RS news broadcast, brought to you by John, G4TRN. It's compiled by the Radio Society of Great Britain, which represents amateur radio and radio amateurs within the United Kingdom and internationally. GB2RS is not licensed for two-way communication, but calls will be welcomed after close-down under the call sign Golf 4 Tango Romeo November. So, until next Sunday, 7-3, have a good week, and keep safe from the GB2RS news team.